comes McDavid charging down the ice. He's got a stick. He's in. Backhand. Score. A beauty. And Connor McDavid on fire early.
And there's Talbot. And Mike Smith are going to go. And center ice. Talbot and Smith. Hooping on both sides of this battle of Alberta. This is unbelievable.
This 1 year, 1.5 year here. Getting me more confidence. For sure, I'm stronger and faster, and I feel like I'm growing up for person and player a lot. Feels like I'm like ready to get the new step for the NHL.
Now McDavid across the drive, scores 100 points for Leon.
We could learn from what we went through, and everyone's pissed off about it. I think that's the best way to describe it, but there's a taste in everyone's mouth that's very, that no one likes. We need to find a way to not have that taste, and we've had it 4 out of 5 years here, so we know we need to be better.
Hello there, welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast. It's Monday, April 26th, and it's finally game day as your Edmonton Oilers get set to take on the Winnipeg Jets. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260 and the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. You can connect with me on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15. And you'll get 15% off your next order. On today's podcast, I'll be joined by Drew Mandel from Winnipeg as he has the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. We'll get into all things Winnipeg Jets. That's coming up in minutes from now. I'm on a bit of a time crunch as I'm filling in at TSN 1260 once again doing the Jameson Show. So I got to get this podcast out nice and early here. So we'll get to him here in about a minute or so. That's coming up. You can find him at ICDrew on Twitter. He always brings the good stuff, has a great beat on the Winnipeg Jets and their farm team as well. We'll get into all that with Drew. And like I said, no audio or Juanito once again has the day off as I'm at the studio. So it's going to be a quick podcast as we preview Edmonton Oilers coming off a loss and 4 days off, but an exciting time for Edmonton as Ryan McLeod and Dmitry Kulikov will make their debuts. Mike Smith, Jesse Puljujärvi, who had a scare on the weekend, are both in tonight as well. And Ryan McLeod will play with Devin Shore and Josh Archibald. I really like the look of that line. Let me know on Twitter what you think about that line. Ryan McLeod with Devin Shore and Jesse Puljujärvi. All the lines, other lines, the top six probably to remain the same. The dry line, then Jesse Puljujärvi with Cahoon and Connor McDavid, and then your fourth line. I know James Neal's, and Dave Tippett did say that, so we'll see what happens on that fourth line, probably with Haas and Chiasson. So that's your lineup notes. It's going to be Barry Nurse, Kulikov, and Larson, and it will be Bear and Jones. That's what we saw last time at practice. He didn't really update the D-pairing, so I'm just kind of assuming on that front. But yeah, exciting. Two new guys on the Edmonton Oilers lineup, and they're going to get a feisty team as Winnipeg's coming off 3 straight losses, and the benching of Mark Scheifele, who said today he didn't agree with the decision, but respects the coach, and so you can't agree all the time, but they're just moving forward. So expect a very feisty team for the Winnipeg Jets tonight. Should be a fun one. 7 o'clock puck drop from Winnipeg. These games are always fun. Edmonton leads the season series 5-2. We're in a bit of a time crunch today, just schedule wise for Hernan the Man here, so let's get right to it. As I now welcome in Drew Mandel from the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. You can connect with Drew on Twitter at ICDrew. Drew, let's get right to it. Big game tonight, Winnipeg Jets hosting the Edmonton Oilers. But first off, always great to have you on the podcast. How you doing out there in Winnipeg?
Doing great, Hernan. Always appreciate you asking me to join you. Happy to talk about the Jets and the Oilers. Big game tonight indeed. Jets looking to end a losing streak. For the first time all year, they've lost 3 in a row. They don't want to make it 4, and so they have a big challenge ahead of them tonight against their likely first-round playoff opponent, the Oilers.
Yeah, let's get to that. I was just looking at their schedule. The 3 straight losses started with Edmonton, and then the last two to the Toronto Maple Leafs. And on Saturday, you saw Mark Scheifele, one of their best players, if not their best player, ride the pine there in the second half of that game. What's gone wrong here in these last 3 games, Drew? And that Scheifele benching, what did you think about it?
I thought it was deserved. First of all, he took too long of a shift. He did not have the necessary hustle to get off the ice, and his lackadaisical performance on that shift led directly to a Leafs goal. So I agree with Paul Maurice in this instance that Mark Scheifele deserved to be benched for the remainder of that second period after that lousy shift. and I don't expect there to be sort of any carryover ramifications. Mm-hmm. Scheifele will speak to the media, I'm assuming, this morning. He didn't speak Saturday after the game, so I assume he'll address it this morning prior to tonight's game, and I think it'll be back to normal for tonight. But it was deserving. Look, the Jets had a bad week. They probably had the worst week they've had of the season. You know, they go back to last Saturday, so about 9 days ago, where the Oilers came into Winnipeg and they beat up the Jets pretty bad. And I mean, I think that one was understandable a little bit. The Jets had that great road trip. They come back and they just didn't have any energy. They didn't have any jump. Losing both Thursday and Saturday to the Leafs, that was more problematic. They had that, you know, after the Saturday game against the Oilers, they had 5 full days off. And they face the Leafs, and what happens? The Leafs score twice, I think, in the first, you know, basically minute of the game. So all of a sudden, the Jets are down 2-0 before the game is a minute old. To their credit, they bounced back on Thursday. They tied it up. The Leafs end up winning. But then Saturday again, same sort of attention to detail problems that the Jets have seen this past week. So they need tonight to sort of wipe the slate clean. They need tonight to almost remove the narrative that the Oilers have the Jets' numbers and they've had great success against the Jets this year. So the Jets need a better performance tonight on home ice to feel good about themselves prior to Wednesday's game at home, and then they head out on the road to play Montreal on Friday.
Drew, do you see, you know, their top six is very, very good. I mean, Connor with Scheifele and Wheeler, then Stastny with Dubois and Ehlers. Do you see any way Paul Maurice changes that top six heading into tonight?
No, I'd be surprised if he makes much of a change to the top six tonight. I mean, the big question mark among the forward group is, does Adam Lowry, is he back in the lineup? He missed Saturday's game for precautionary reasons. He was not diagnosed with a concussion, which was a bit of a surprise. I think after he left Thursday's game, after taking a hit from Alex Galchenyuk right to the jaw, most people thought that he was probably concussed. Apparently, he passed all of his tests, but he wasn't at 100%, functioning after those tests. So the Jets elected to leave him out of Saturday's game, be cautious. Smart decision as far as I'm concerned. If Lowry gets back in, you'll see some tweaks to the bottom six, but I would expect that the top six will probably remain the same as it was on Saturday. Look, the Jets right now are a little bit struggling offensively. You know, they get the one goal on Saturday against the Leafs. They get 0 goals against the Oilers the previous Saturday. They did get 3 on Thursday night, but the offense really hasn't been clicking on all cylinders for the Jets for this past week. So I think Paul Maurice will likely keep things together, at least to start tonight's game. And if the struggles continue, he hasn't been shy about switching around the top six because he does have a wealth of options given the plethora of talent the Jets have up front.
Drew, one of the newest, the newest member of the Winnipeg Jets, Jordy Benn. I know he was a healthy scratch on Saturday, but what have you made of his play in Winnipeg so far? I know he's a depth guy, plays lower down in the D-corp.
Saw him for 11 minutes on Thursday night against the Leafs. So it's, I just didn't quite understand the purpose of playing him for that game on Thursday night, playing him only 11, 12 minutes, which is, which is fine given that it's his first game in probably a month after he was with Vancouver and they had their COVID, catastrophe and everything else. I just don't know what you see out of a guy in 12 minutes of ice time in one game. The defense deployment has been a little bit weird by Paul Maurice as of late. He's trying to find someone to sort of grab hold of that third pairing left side defensive spot, and we've seen the Jets shuffle between Ben for that one game and Logan Stanley, who's played the most. Billy Hainola is the player that I think most fans want to see get given multiple games on that left side, really give him a chance to solidify that left side position. It's just been sort of a rotating cast going through there, and I think that's the biggest area on the back end that Paul Maurice needs to come to a decision about, as we're only, 9 games away from the playoffs, and there's still that big question mark on the back end. I don't expect to see Jordy Benn tonight, but I don't really know what Paul Maurice was trying to discover about him, playing him one game for 12 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring, ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. They're the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Mother's Day only at BlueNile.com. Just search words 10x10. Drew Mandel from the Illegal Curve Hockey Show joining me here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. Drew, when you look at it, it's such a weird season in the North Division. You know, Montreal's kind of dominated Edmonton. Edmonton's got a really good record against Winnipeg. Why has it been more Edmonton here in this season series, do you think? Because I think it's 5-2 right now heading into tonight's game. And both teams, I think, are the top six. Winnipeg is outstanding. They have one of the best goalies in the league. But why do you think Winnipeg struggled with Edmonton this season?
Well, I mean, it's probably, you know, the glib answer would be just to say Connor McDavid, but that goes for every team in the North Division and every team that he ever plays against. You know, it's funny, you know, you go back to when the Oilers sort of, you know, they won one game basically at the buzzer in regulation here in Winnipeg. Dreisaitl scored with less than a second to go to break a tie. And so, you know, so the Oilers 5-2 record really should be closer to, you know, maybe 4-2-1 or something a little bit closer than the disparity. You know, I don't know. The last three games the Jets have played against the Oilers, they just haven't had much jump to their game. Last Saturday was almost a cakewalk for the Oilers, and everything about the Jets game last Saturday against the Oilers was off. You know, you're dumping the puck in, but you're dumping it right to Mike Smith, so no wonder it's right out of the zone before the Jets have any opportunity. Everything about the Jets just has seemed off as of late against the Oilers. Tonight and Wednesday is sort of a decent test for the Jets. They need to, I mean, by all accounts, it seems like the Jets and the Oilers are going to play in the first round. The Jets need to get some good vibes, feeling about themselves playing against the Oilers. So I think that starts tonight. It also, of course, is on Wednesday. You don't want to start the playoffs against your likely first-round opponent having lost, you know, five games in a row to them. You know, the Jets have had a good record against the Leafs. The Leafs come into Winnipeg while they were struggling before that, and they take two in a row. Mm-hmm. The Jets, you know, have had a lousy record against the Oilers. This is their opportunity to change that narrative and get it back to being, you know, any team in the North can beat any other team in the North on any given night.
So how much, I've been asking a lot of people this, like the season series, how much stock do you put into that when you head into the playoffs? Because for me, once you're in the playoffs, it's a brand new season. It's a whole different animal. Like, it's more than likely it's going to be the Jets and Edmonton, but I wouldn't look so much at the season series. How about you, Drew?
If the games are usually pretty close, if they're even games that are decided by a late goal here or a power play opportunity there, then I don't put much stock into it. But if one team has been consistently dominant against another team or has been consistently better than the other team, then they really might be a matchup problem. Maybe the Jets don't match up well against the Oilers. Maybe the Jets do match up well against the Leafs. It, you know, I think the answer is really contextual when you see, when you go back and you watch those matchups and you see, are they truly one-sided or are they even and a goal here or a goal there or a penalty call or a no penalty call here is the deciding factor. Right now, the Oilers have been beating up on the Jets pretty well. That's why tonight's game, from a Winnipeg perspective, I think is important, just to get the team feeling good about themselves in the midst of a three-game losing streak and get them feeling that, yes, they can play against Edmonton, that, yes, it's not a bad matchup. Yes, when the playoffs roll around, we have as good a shot against Edmonton as we do against any other team. I don't think you want any doubts in your mind going into the playoffs. And right now, and especially given what could happen Monday and Wednesday here, Jets have some doubts how they match up against the Oilers.
Just a couple more for you here, Drew. Jamie Thomas just threw out some power play lines. I don't know if the power play has been struggling for the Jets as of late, but he's got the first unit as Copp, Dubois, Connor, Perreault, and Morrissey. Second, Shifley, Wheeler, Appleton, Stastny, and Pionk. Is that how they lined up on Saturday, or are these new to you, Drew?
Those are new. I'm just running them through my head as you read them out to me. Those are new. That's a pretty significant shuffle there.
Yeah.
From, you know, Morrissey had been playing on the first power play unit with Wheeler and Connor and Stastny and Shifley. I might be missing somebody there. I'm not 100% sure. But it does sound like those are some new power play lineups for the Jets. Look, the Jets' offense hasn't been clicking at all this week. So that really is top to bottom. That's a 5-on-5, and the Jets' power play, which is one of the best in the league, hasn't been clicking that well as of late either. So I'm not surprised that Paul Maurice might be shuffling things a little bit on the power play. whether or not that's going to work, I'm obviously time will tell.
Yeah.
Look, I thought Pierre-Luc Dubois played as one of his best games as a Jet on Saturday night. He was one of the few Jets players to really show up, and he had a burr in his saddle, and he was trying to be impactful on both ends of the ice. So maybe he's getting a little bit of a reward for having that effort, and as a result, he's moving to that first power play unit. But the truth is, both Jets power play units had been successful. When the power play was clicking, say 2 weeks ago, both units were scoring goals. So there really wasn't a big difference between Unit A and Unit B, albeit Unit A was still getting maybe three-quarters of the power play, of a two-minute power play, while Unit B was getting maybe 30, 40 seconds, but they had been successful in that 30 or 40 seconds.
Yeah, one last one here for you. I know you guys do a great job covering the AHL team, the Manitoba Moose, and one player, Cole Perfetti, 21 points in 26 games. Of course, their first rounder in last year's draft. What have you made of Cole Perfetti's first pro season?
Nothing but a success. This is a guy who really shouldn't be playing in the AHL. He's only playing in the league because the OHL never got started.
Yeah.
And he is proving that he is everything the Jets could have hoped for from their first round pick. He's had a number of highlight reel goals in the past week. He's succeeding against grown men, and that's always the adjustment period is, you're 19 years old, you're barely 19 years old, you're playing against some, grizzled veterans, some guys who are in their mid-20s, and Cole Perfetti is not looking out of place. He's not going to be a regular for the Winnipeg Jets this year, there's no question about that, but I would not be surprised if, on that final game of the regular season, if it does not matter for the Jets, if it doesn't matter for playoff positioning, I would not be surprised if he gets called up. He's probably going to be a member of the Jets' Black Aces once the playoffs roll around. I wouldn't be surprised if he got a game on that final game of the regular season, just as the team and the franchise sort of throwing him a bone for a very successful rookie season. The sky's the limit for Cole Perfetti, and Jets fans are already salivating at the opportunity to go up the middle with, Scheifele, Dubois, Perfetti, and then Adam Lowry, of course, who re-signed with the Jets just after the trade deadline. An array of riches for the Winnipeg Jets, certainly offensively. As you mentioned the Moose, they played it on Saturday. They won handily on Saturday. They play again this afternoon. And the Moose on Saturday, all six of their defensemen were previous draft picks of the Jets. So the pipeline of defense is beginning to continue for the Jets, because that's always been the big question mark the last couple seasons. It's been a bit of a patchwork defense, but it's beginning to see some rewards coming through, see some fruition of the draft coming through.
Well, that's great to hear, and a player that, Jets fans are going to be excited and when he makes the big club. But Drew, I'll be honest with you, I think the Oilers are in tough tonight. They're getting a feisty Winnipeg Jets group who's coming off three straight losses, a benching of one of their best players. The Oilers have been off for 4 days, so I don't know, man. I think this one's for the Jets tonight. But once again, Drew, you always bring the good stuff. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk here soon.
Excellent, Hernan. You enjoy the game as well. Anytime you need me, just reach out to me, and I'm glad to jump on with you.
Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones like cookies and cream, caramel brownie, and my personal favorite, carrot cake. Built Bar is great for the health conscious guy or gal. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA and NHL are in full swing. Bet online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook expert. Once again, a big shout out to Drew Mendez. Goodell for joining me here, and I got to throw this out there. Like, I'm recording this in the morning, so this news broke as me and Drew disconnected there. But yeah, some big news here. Nikolaj Ehlers is out for the rest of the regular season. The Jets did say they are confident and hopeful he'll be back for the playoffs, so a big loss for the Winnipeg Jets and a nice little bump for the Edmonton Oilers tonight. Nikolaj Ehlers has been playing some great hockey. I mean, they're in a good playoff spot, so it's not like they're trying to lock down a spot. They're just kind of maneuvering now for where they're going to end up, home ice and all that. I don't think their playoff hopes are in limbo here. So, but still, when you lose one of your best top six guys, you're going to feel it. So, yeah, some tough news there for the Winnipeg Jets. Let's get to some lineups. How about we start with the Winnipeg Jets? Sure, why not, Hernan? Let's get to it. Winnipeg Jets will line up like this, and this is according to Mike McIntyre from Winnipeg. It'll be Kyle Connor with Dubois and Blake Wheeler. Your second line, Andrew Kopp, Mark Scheifele, and Mason Appleton. Your third line will be the veteran Stastny, Centering, Perreault, and Vesalainen. And your fourth line will be Nate Thompson, Lewis, and Harkins. As for your D pairing, Forbert with Pionk, Morrissey with Pullman, and Ben will play with Dylan DeMello. That's Jordy Ben. We talked about him on the podcast. As for your Edmonton Oilers, I'm just going to go off what they've had at practice leading up to this game. And of course, we know the third line is going to be Ryan McLeod centering Josh Archibald and Devin Shore. I thought he'd start on the wing, but they're throwing him right there. Why not, eh? So, and I like that line. He's got two solid guys with him, a little spark plug in Archibald and a responsible two-way guy with a little bit of skill in Devin Shore. I assume your first line is going to be Cahoon, McDavid, Jesse Puljujarvi. You have the dry line, and then your fourth line. I know Neil is in tonight, so it's probably going to be Neil, Haas, and Chase on a nice little veteran line there. Your D pairings, we know Kulikov will be with Larson, Barry, and Nurse, and then Jones and Bear. Again, this is from what we've seen at practice all weekend, so that is your lineups for the Edmonton Oilers. And Mike Smith does get to start. I know it's a little bit of a scare over the weekend as he left the ice. He looked a little rough there, but all is good with Mike Smith. So that's another positive for the Edmonton Oilers. And like I said in the opening, Winnipeg's going to be feisty, so it's not a team you can come out and kind of find your way. I know Oilers have been off for a while now, but it really gets going this week. They have a ton of games, so no excuses today. They're rested. They're playing a frustrated, struggling team right now, so it's time to put the big boy pants on and try to stick it to this team and hand them, why not, their fourth loss in a row. So a big game down in Winnipeg should be fun. I absolutely love these games. The season series so far is 5-2 for Edmonton, which is absolutely crazy. It's pretty, I mean, if there was one team the Oilers would dominate, I didn't think it'd be Winnipeg, but it's been such a weird season. Montreal's kind of dominated Edmonton. So, yeah, it's just one of those years. Mike Smith, 16-5-2, 2.37 goals against, 9-2-1 save percentage, 3 shutouts, gets the start for the Oilers. Connor Hellebuck, 21-13-3, 2.58 goals against, 9-17 save percentage with 2 shutouts, so it's going to be one of those, it's 2 good goaltenders. Right now, Mike Smith is 3-0 against the Winnipeg Jets. Connor Hellebuck is 2-3, so yeah, a big matchup here. Look for Connor dry. Well, I wouldn't say he's been quiet, but yeah, it's going to be fun to watch this one. I absolutely love when these two teams, and they played some exciting hockey. Remember the last second goal, the high scoring games. It's always a little bit physical, so it's going to be another fun game. Other games tonight around the NHL, another big one. Calgary really taking it to Montreal. They meet once again from Calgary, a 4:30 start, so note that start time. Don't miss the start of that one. That should be another doozy there from Calgary. Vancouver is in Ottawa. Vancouver trying to keep their slim playoff hopes alive. Some other interesting games. St. Louis home to Colorado. Carolina's on the road to take on the Dallas Stars, and the Nashville Predators, who are hot, welcome in the Florida Panthers. So make sure you check out your lineups, get your bets in, do all that fun stuff. All right, guys, let's get to Hernan's hot tip for tonight. I think it's just be ready to go, have a hot start, because like I said, this team is not feeling it right now. They're going to come on angry, and they're going to try to pepper you and outhit you and do all that. So I'm looking for a fast start by the Edmonton. You have to be quick in this one. You can't wait till the second period to get into this game. From the initial puck drop, you got to go. Get Josh Archibald out there, throw some hits, and put some pucks on net. This team is a little fragile right now. They've lost 3 straight, and they lost one of their best players tonight. And one of their best players was benched on the weekend. So, yeah, quick start for the Edmonton Oilers. My prediction, you guys are not going to like it, but I must say it's got to be, I'm taking Winnipeg. And just for those reasons, I think Edmonton's been off for 4 days. They might come out a little flat. I don't know, but we will see. They got two new guys in the lineup. That might give them a bump, or that might kind of set them back a bit, just to, you know, these guys are trying to get into the games. Going to take them a few shifts and all that. But I'm going to take Winnipeg in this one by a score of 4-2 with an empty netter. Goals for me tonight, I'm going to say Dominic Cahoon. He's getting his first look with Connor McDavid, and I think he's going to get one here, and hopefully that line works. But I'm going to go with Dominic Cahoon. McDavid sets him up for one goal, but I am taking Winnipeg. I just can't see this team losing four straight, and everything that's happened with Ehlers and then Scheifele as well. I think they're going to come in and play a solid, solid game. You might not like it, but that's just what I'm rolling with for tonight. All right, guys, hope you enjoyed the podcast. I know it's a little rushed, a little quick here today, but that I'm filling in on TSN 1260. Make sure to hit me up on the post-game show immediately following the game on TSN 1260. It's Tom Gazzola and myself will break down the game, and always a good time. Remember, hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at LockedOnOilers. And remember, you want to join the podcast, we'll get more into that maybe later down this week. If you send me a nice little rant, I thought about it, maybe not join me live, but maybe if you record something and then send me your name, and as long as you keep it clean, we'll play it and then we'll have some fun with it. So more information on that coming up. But remember, you can DM me if you're interested in getting your voice heard on the Locked On Oilers podcast. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your day. It's going to be a nice sunny one. Please stay safe out there. For the Locked On Oilers podcast and my producer Juanito, I am Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the game. Go Oilers, go. We'll chat tomorrow.